past few shiurim, we've touched upon, in the context of Zecher l'Churban, the halacha of the Isser of Zimra, of music. I'd like to just briefly give an overview of that sugya for the moment. We've seen the Gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that Mar Ukva was asked, Zimra Minolan Da Asir, how do we know that Zimra, playing music, is forbidden? So Mar Ukva answered, the Pasuk says, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ka'amim, don't rejoice like the non-Jewish nations. The Gemara asks, why does he not cite the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bishir lo yishtu yayin, they should not drink wine with song? So the Gemara says, the reason why he cited the second Pasuk and not the seemingly more obvious one of Bishir lo yishtu yayin is because I would have thought that maybe only Zimra Dimana, musical instruments, are forbidden. Maybe singing just lyrics alone, aval depuma shari, kamash malan. The Gemara tells us that Mar Ukva is teaching us that not only is Zimra demana aser, not only is it forbidden to play musical instruments, but even Zimra depuma is aser, even singing songs without any musical accompaniment is also forbidden. That's the Gemara here in Gittin on Daf Zayin. And the Gemara cites the pasuk of don't rejoice like the non-Jewish nations. Rashi throws in on this Gemara three critical words. When the Gemara says that Zimra is forbidden, song is forbidden, and the Gemara, as we just saw, says song, whether it's just one's own singing or whether it's song with musical instruments, it's forbidden regardless. Rashi adds in three critical words, L'shorer bebeis hamishtaos, that the Zimra under discussion is a reference to singing in a house of drinking, Beis HaMishtaos. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is talking about a very specific, limited kind of application. Singing in a Beis HaMishtaos, in a house of drinking. And Tosus as well cites Rashi approvingly and says, after all, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Seems in the Pasuk itself in the Gemara that we're talking about drinking with song. Okay, so if you picture the image of some rowdy men with their mugs of ale in a bar, raising their cups together and singing at the top of their lungs in a very off-tune kind of way, that's what we're talking about, according to Rashi and Tosus. Singing with drinking, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're answering here. Tosus then adds that Roi Lahachmir, although the Gemara, according to Tosus, doesn't address this directly here in our sugya, but it's still appropriate to be machmir, to refrain from that which is described in the Yerushalmi, one who would each and every morning awaken to music and each and every evening go to sleep to music. And that, says Tosus, is also because misaneg biyoser. That's an excessive enjoyment. This is according to Rashi and according to Tosus. We have the Issur in the Gemara of singing, either just by mouth alone or playing musical instruments, which is usur if done in the context of drinking, Beis HaMishtaos. And then you have the appropriate chumrah that Tosus recommends taking upon oneself of not being misanig biyoser, not engaging in excessive pleasure by each and every morning, each and every evening, awakening and going to sleep with music. That's according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. One looks in the Rambam. Pardon me. Hilchos Tanios, Perakei Halacha Yudalid. The Rambam quotes the Gemara as follows. V'chein Gazru. And so too they decreed in a series of halachas describing the takanos made after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam cites the Chain Gazru, Shelo Lenagen Beklishir, not to play musical instruments. The Kol Mine Zemer, the Kol Mashmei Kol Shalshir, any type of song producing utensil or vessel of sorts, it is usur l'smoch behen, usur to rejoice with them, the usur l'shoman, and usur to listen to them, mipnei achorban, because of the chorban. The Rambam, in his formulation of that halacha, the isur l'nagin b'klishir, takes and adopts a very absolute prohibition. He makes no mention, if you noticed, of drinking wine. He just says it's usur l'nagin b'klishir, period. Usur to play, usur to listen. And then he adds, Vafilu shira b'peh al hayayin asura. And even singing just lyrics alone, when done in conjunction with wine, that's usur b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So the Rambam, when it comes to singing, says it's usur when done in conjunction with wine. And that is true according to the interpretation of Rashi and Tosfos as well. Singing with wine, that's usur according to everybody. When it comes to musical instruments, which according to Rashi and Tosfos we saw in the Gemara was only usur also, but based on Mishdos, the Rambam omits that key phrase. When he says it's usur l'nagin b'klishir, but usur l'shoman, b'pnei achorban, he omits that phrase, b'beis hamishdos, he omits the phrase, alayayin, seemingly prohibiting across the board any musical instrument playing whatsoever. That's the added chumrah of the Rambam. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Samach Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chein gazru shelo l'nagin b'klishir. They decreed a prohibition not to play instruments. V'kol mine zemer, v'kol mashmiye kol shashir l'smoch behem. V'asel l'shomam mepnei achorban. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that musical instruments forbidden across the board. And then as the Rambam did, Shulchan Aruch adds, and even song, shir b'peh, is usur if it's al hayayin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Ramah, however, says the following. Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, dafka, the isur is only, misharogel behem, one who does so on a regular basis, like those royal family members who awaken and go to sleep each every morning, each every night, with music. That's what Tosfos quoted. Ramah quotes that as well. Oh, or says the Ramah, b'beis hamishta, or the isser is dafka if one is doing so when in a house of drinking. So Ramah follows Rashi. Tosfos, the isser is limited to when drinking wine, then one cannot sing nor play instruments. And Shulchan Aruch follows Rambam, that when it comes to singing, that's usur dafka with wine. When it comes to musical instruments, Shulchan Aruch and Rambam seem to say usur across the board. So the Mishnah Berurah picks up on the fact that everyone agrees that Shira al Hayayin is usur. Shira al Hayayin is usur. So Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, that singing b'peh is usur alayayin l'kulei alma, and therefore he says one should object against those that sit down to eat their meals, and right outside they're standing and playing music, because that is an isur gomer, cites the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Gadim. Now in Sharat Siyun, he suggests that maybe the isur that we just said, according to Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Rashi and Tosfos, of Shira Alayayin being usur, maybe that's not applicable to when you're eating a meal and you have music playing. Maybe it's usur when you are just simply doing nothing but drinking, that image I described before. You're in a bar with your mugs of ale, doing nothing but singing and drinking. Maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam all agree is forbidden. Sitting down to drink while singing. Maybe that's usur. So Rav Neventhal was asked about these young men and women who, in desperation to find an appropriate dating venue, end up in some lounge where all they do is serve drinks and they have someone sitting by the piano and playing in the background. Is that not usur l'kulei alma? Shira alayayin and music accompanying it? And maybe they're not drinking wine. It's only a first date. Maybe they're playing it safe with water or whatever else they're drinking. Based on Mishtos, it is, because this is a place they serve wine. Someone's playing a piano in the background. Is that Usser? So Avraham and Saul said, they're not going to hear the music. They're going for other reasons. Music's in the background. Just ignore it. Don't concentrate on it. That's not what the Gemara means by Usser to sing or to hear song the Beis HaMishtos. This is the Machlokas Rambam / Shulchan Aruch versus the Rambam Rashi Tosfos. The Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Vav, writes L'chumra. He says as follows. He says, Zimra Demana, musical instruments, Aser B'chol Makom, is Aser anywhere, meaning even without wine. Like the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Ramah says that it's mutter to listen to music if there's no wine being consumed, you're not Beis HaMishta, the Ramah writes, again, the Ramah said that as long as it's not something you're accustomed to on a regular basis, and as long as there's no wine being consumed, it's not Beis HaMishta, then it's permissible. Rav Moshe writes, even so, yesh la hachmir afshu isa drabanan. Wow, so Moshe recommends that which it seems most of us are not nizar in. Rav Moshe seems to recommend that one should avoid, ideally, listening to musical instruments, even when not in the context of drinking wine, even when not done with regularity. Rav Moshe still recommends against it. So that's perhaps far more machmir than what we would have assumed most of us are accustomed to. Sorry? So chas is a different heter. Right, chas is a totally different heter. That is completely permissible, because the chasna, Tosis himself writes that v'shir shel mitzvah is shari, kigon b'shas chuppah, v'sameach chasna v'kala. When you had a chasna, a shir shel mitzvah, or as mentioned from Nevensal in our last year, any suras mitzvah, bris milah, bar mitzvah, Pijin HaBen, Siyah Masechta, whenever there's a Shir Shal Mitzvah, that's permissible. And the Ramah quotes that as well, the Shulchan Aruch also. But the Ramah says, V'chein L'tzorach Mitzvah, K'gom Be'Beis Chasin V'Kala, Hakol Shari. Meaning, says Mishnah Berurah, Hakol Shari, Bein B'Peh, Bein B'Kli, V'Alayayin. All permissible. So when you have a Shir Shal Mitzvah, Chasna, Suras Mitzvah, that's for sure fine. That we're not discussing. We're discussing just pleasure, enjoyment. That's what we're saying is under discussion. Sorry? Right. So the annual dinner, Rav Moshe writes that he's not sure if the banquets are considered b'chlal the heter of Dvar Mitzvah. Because the meal itself is not the mitzvah. Maybe that you could argue, but it's Dvar Mitzvah. It's to be mechaber those who give large donations to most those of tzedakah. So Moshe writes, Tov l'hachmir, ein limchos. He's not sure about it. Rav Nevensal is a little bit more definite in viewing the dinners for most of tzedakah as bechlal the heter of sudas mitzvah. But that's, again, somewhat questioned by Moshe. Good question. That's a good question. Because we'll have to discuss a few further points in the next year of Ezra's Hashem.